He's Isaac Asiata.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
How you doing?
I'm good, man. Just got done with practice. Had to hustle down here. It's pretty cold outside, though.
It's not cold yet. You know it's going to get cold.
Okay, it's chilly outside. Yeah, it's not chilly. Freezing cold yet.
But the turn it darker sooner.
I don't mind
the turning darker sooner, but I don't like the dark and the cold combined.
Well, I don't like being sweaty and practicing in the cold combined either. But, the sun was down before we even finished practice, so whatever.
It is what it is. It's November in Utah.
Yeah.
So how have you felt like the season's gone? So, I mean, 7-1 is fantastic, but from a personal standpoint, are you pleased with your play, with the offensive line's play? Can you get better?
Yeah, I mean, there's always improvement. You always got to find things to fix. Myself personally, I have my own personal goals, things that I want to accomplish and get done before the end of the season. And so, you know, I keep those things close to heart for myself. But as an offensive line, got a lot of guys doing some great things. And I've been really impressed with Hiva. You know, Hiva stepped in for COC and no drop-off at all. You know, that's what I'm really – that's kind of a nod to Coach Harding. He did a good job in getting all of us ready. And whenever your number's called, you got to perform. So I'm pretty proud of these guys.
Hiva's kind of your utility man. He's your Swiss Army knife on that offensive line. He can back up at center or the guard spots, can he?
Yeah, so he's basically – well, before COC got here, he was the first one in if COC or Lekka went down. So it's always good. Coach Hardy makes it a point for us to be marketable and be able to play any position whenever you can. So
if COC is down, who's leading the pregame pep talk for that offensive line? We've all seen it on the drive, haven't we? COC gets a little fired up. He and Coach Shaw before the game might be the two most fired up guys in the locker room. Who's the guy now?
Oh, it's still COC.
Okay. He's still the guy. All right. Yeah. Even though he doesn't have the pads on, it's still COC.
Yeah, he's a great leader, man. So,
you guys, 7-1. Mm-hmm. You've been part of this program for a while.
Yeah.
You've seen the growth. You had a good year last year. You're off to a really good start so far this year. What's been the biggest difference year to year to year in you guys making those steps in the Pac-12?
Last year it was kind of like a thing that Coach Witt had us was getting over the hump. I mean, two back-to-back 5-7 seasons, you know, it's, all right, let's regroup. Let's get over this hump. Let's get out of this funk that we're in. And we did. We had a great season last year, great team, great teammates. And now this year it's finishing the deal. So we want to make sure that it's a point in everybody's head and everybody buys in and will sell out for each other to finish this thing now. Okay, last year we went 9-4, now we're 7-1, and we want to finish the deal this time. So go as far as this team can take us.
How does it feel to be in control of your own destiny? Nothing's given to you. You've got 4 games, 2 at home, 2 on the road. But what does it mean this far into the season to know that if you win the games, you control where you go?
That's a blessing, man. It's great to be in this position. And the only thing is it's easy to kind of get complacent when you're at the top. So a big thing for us, especially as an O-line, is staying humble and staying hungry. You know, you got to play. Yeah, we're at the top, but we got to play like we're at the bottom. And we got to win all these games. And we'll see what happens in the end of this month.
Isaac Asiata with us here on the Coaches Show tonight. Tough game on the road in Seattle against a really stout Washington defense. They're good up front. They're also good on the back end. When you guys have put the tape in and you're doing a little study, and what jumps out about Washington's defense?
I would compare Washington's front seven to probably Michigan's front seven. These guys are some physical dudes. I anticipate this game to be a street fight, man. It's going to be a 4-quarter battle, and it's going to be the guy who's willing to sell out and really put it all on the line who's going to win. So we got to win our own individual battles and as an O-line, handle that front seven and be physical and get after it.
Traditionally, Utah offensive lines have always liked those street fights, those big physical type games. Is that the type of game you guys like?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we hang our hat on that and being a physical and tough offensive line, man. And so when it's time for us to go to work, you know, we get our pel hat and our lunchbox and let's go to work. So
this team has the feeling of one of those special Utah football teams. If I ask Isaac Asiata 8 games in with 4 to play, how this group's come together and what you've got to do over the final 4 games to get better and finish the job, what is it?
I think we've just got to stay together. We got to stay together and keep working hard. I mean, we've got to put past games in the past. You know, we've got to take it only a week at a time, and we look forward to Saturdays and being 1-0 after each Saturday. So that's one thing. Take it a week at a time and work hard during practice and play how you practice. So.
You having fun?
Yeah, I'm having fun, man. It's a great season. I'm happy to be with this team and great brothers on this team.
Before you go, you've got a special guest over there with you tonight, don't you? Who's over there?
That's my girlfriend, Angel Benson.
Hey, Angel, stand up for it. There she is. By the way, you outkicked your coverage by a mile. Your coverage.
She's way out of my league.
Well, hey, thanks for coming out. Keep going, and we'll see you Saturday.